This is the Glenn Academy Red Terrors Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Bart Altman.
All right, welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Coach Rock, Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for being back with us.
No problem.
Coach, big week this week, Wayne County. How are we looking in practice so far this week?
We've had two really good days, our kids, I feel like we're getting better. I just want to get on the football field and see. I'm not fooling myself, but I like the way the offensive line seems to be kind of shaping up. I think the quarterback plays continues to improve. We got to continue to get better on the perimeter, blocking on the perimeter. I think defensively, I think this is going to be a really good defensive football team, still kind of squaring away one of those safety spots back there. But I feel like we got some different kids to throw at it, and, kind of excited about what we're going to do on Friday.
Any injuries we're concerned about, or any players coming back this week, Coach, we got to look forward to on Friday night?
I think for the most part, we'll have everybody back who has been banged up. We might be without Clayton Ketchum. We will be without Clayton Ketchum at center. He got dinked in the head last week, and we're just
Coach, that kid's been dinked in the head since he was 11 years old. I've coached him since he was 11, Coach. He's been dinked a long time.
Yeah, so we're gonna probably hold him out unless it's just emergency situation. He probably won't be available to play.
And who's gonna step in at center for Clayton?
Paul Hegeman, man, it's Mr. Utility. Paul's played tight end, guard, tackle, center. I mean, Paul could go in and play quarterback. He can throw a football. He's a my favorite kids on the team. Whatever you ask him to do, he'll go and do. He's trading his number, his 85 jersey in for 76 and be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, and I know Hegman, he's played all over the place for you. I think he's going from wide receiver to center.
He's been all over the place, man. I hate to lose him as a sniffer tight end and blocking on the perimeter, but he's a really good player.
He is. And Coach, he's a good athlete, and a good athlete like that can step in and handle that. But I know Ketchum's is a fantastic center. A little undersized, but you won't find a better young man that'll get on people and block, and does a great job on his snaps. And Coach, I know we've had all this time off with the storms and everything, and I know that's. Do we have anybody coming back this week from that's been out from injury that we're getting to look forward to? Maybe somebody we hadn't seen this season.
I wish I had good news on Jack Fendig, but we're still waiting on that spleen to swell to shrink, and he kind of stuck in there, and we haven't had a chance to get him back on the field. And we really need him because he's a really good player, gives us some depth on the O line, D line. But other than that, I think all of our kids will be back and playing. Trey Concepcion was cleared. Trey was playing for us a little bit at safety early in the year, and strained a ligament in his knee, and so we'll get him back this week. So hopefully we'll start working him in there a little bit and get him up to speed. Maybe he can compete back in there on the back end for us.
And, Coach, I'm just sitting in here in the gym watching the kids work out, and, again, looking good. Coach, they're in there working hard. I mean, just – looks like there's about 30, 40 kids in there running speed drills, lifting weights, really getting after it. And looks like we've had a good week of practice so far.
Yeah, our kids have worked hard. I feel like we're focused and we're ready to play ball. So, Friday night's homecoming game. It's a big local rival coming in. I think it's going to be exciting. And hopefully there'll be a lot of folks there supporting the team.
All right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we've got Wayne County coming in. Anybody around here, lived here, grown up here, knows the big, huge rivalry between Wayne County, also known as Jessup the Road. Big rivalry. We've been playing Jessup for as long as I can remember. And they've got a good football team, Coach. 2-0 on the season. ranked in the top 10 in their 5A team, isn't that right, Coach?
Yes, sir.
5A
yes.
team, ranked, I think they ranked fifth in the top top 10 in 5A. 2-0 on the season, coming off a big win last week over Buford, beat them 41-14. First game of the season, beat Long 42-0. So it looks like we're playing a team that's puts up some points. What are we looking for from Wayne County?
You know, they're really good football teams. Hard to tell how good they are because some of the competition they played, you know, is that they were just a lot better than those teams. So we're going to find out Friday night. You know, they come out, they're big. I don't know where they get all those big kids in Wayne County, but they always have huge kids. I wish I could get some of those guys. I don't know what part of Wayne County those kids live in, but we need to annex that in Glenn County and take
move,
those big old kids.
Move to the beach.
They've got some Coke boxes over there. You know, but they're going to get in, they're going to move. They do a lot of motions and shifting on offense. But they're pretty basic. Once they get set, they're going to get downhill and run the football. A lot of power, gap schemes. Then they get downhill, run ISO at you. They try to kind of get you looking in the wrong spot with all those motions and shifting kind of get you chasing the flashy light. And they hand it off to a really good tailback. He gets downhill and breaks tackles. We've got two big backs, run a lot of jet sweep, and they'll throw the play action to those guys posting wheels. So we're going to have to play good fundamental defense, have to fit on the ball real well. But we're going to have to be smart because they're going to take their shots. They're going to turn around and run the post, and they're going to play action, fake it to that tailback, come back and run the post and run the wheel, and hopefully we're going to be in position to make those plays.
And Coach, you're talking about their size. I remember last year going down on the field with my dad, and he looked over and he said, "Son, it looks like they got seven Jethro Bodines over there." I mean, Coach, they were 6'5", and they all looked like clones of each other. Yeah. I don't know if we had a bunch of brothers down there or what the deal was, but 6'5", 6'6", all of them looked to be about 270. Long, tall, good-looking offensive linemen. I hope they all graduated.
If they did, they've got five more that look just like
them. They got some little brothers coming.
Yeah, they're not little brothers. They're big. They're as big a team as we're going to play all year long, I'm sure. Anybody's bigger than them, you know, they need to be playing on Sundays. But they've got some huge, huge people. And they're good up front. They come off the ball. They come off the ball, move some folks around. And I mean, they've got a pretty good football team over there on the offensive side.
They're on defense. Their defense last year got after it. They had some very good linebackers last year. I remember that. Looked like they had some long, tall defensive backs that gave us some problems last year. What else we got to look for from Wayne County?
Yeah, their personnel on defense was really good. You know, we were not, you know, to say this, we were not a very good football team when we played them last year. We were struggling. We were injured on the offensive line. That we had three offensive linemen out. We couldn't run the ball an inch. We still had some opportunities. That game was 14-14, and we faked a field goal and honestly had it open. We didn't really execute it very well. Didn't pick up the pressure on the backside to let the quarterback get a throw off. You know, it was a game that we had a chance to be in. Gave up an 80-yard play to start the third quarter, and that was kind of the end of the game right there. But I think we're a better football team this year, and you know they're still the same. People ask about how Coach Cribb has enacted that turnaround. It's pretty simple. He's had really good players. He's done a good job coaching those good players, and they've done a good job again this year. Defensive, very fundamental. Bubba Walker, who's the he's coach at Valdosta State, and Colquitt is the defense coordinator. And those guys, they do a great job defensively. They squeeze replace real well. They read their open close windows with the linebackers, the safeties, the secondary are really aggressive kids. Get downhill. We're going to have to run the football. Get a hat on a hat, and move some guys around. And when we take our shots down the field, we've got to connect on those things. We're going to have some opportunities in the play action passing game. We just got to make sure they turn out to be touchdowns.
All right. More to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out. Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
All right. Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show, the hottest show on the radio, on the podcast, on the internet, in the world, baby. Nothing hotter than Terror Football with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment's brought to you by Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, again, thank you for being with us. Nothing hotter than Red Terror Football, Coach. Nothing hotter than the Rocky Hidalgo Show. Coach, we've talked about Wayne County. Let's talk about the Terrors on offense. What are we going to do to put – I mean, this team's averaging 42 points, 40 points a game. What are the Terrors going to do to put up 50 points on Friday night?
Well, I hope we put up 50 points, but they're 40 points a game. We're going to play great defense and slow those guys down. They're not coming over and putting 40 points on us. I don't believe that. I think that's the first thing. There's no secret to what we want to do. We want to come out and run the football, and we want to be able – we feel like we have two or three really good backs. We have two quarterbacks. Both of them can make plays running the football. I want to run the football and be consistent and eat the clock. Hand the ball off, get downhill, be physical. You know, sometimes those body blows, it takes time to impose your will on people. But we want to impose our will on people by being physical up front, running the ball and taking shots in the passing game, play action pass shots. I don't want to go out and throw the ball 35 times on a Friday night. I want to throw it 10 times, go 5 for 10 for 150 yards passing. That's a good night for us.
And two touchdowns. Really
I want to go and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Exactly right. We want to get them in chunks. We want guys to come downhill. The whole thing for us, if we can hand the ball off and get our inside zone game, our inside interior run going, then our perimeter run action gets a lot better. And then when that perimeter run action, if we can hand the ball off and you can see us moving the chains with that inside run, then that play action pass is going to get better because we're going to be dealing the ball on the perimeter some, make those safeties and corners come up and play ball. We struggled with last year's the four down linemen were able to control our interior running game, and the linebackers were able to play the option. We hit two long passes, but we couldn't do it consistently enough to really put up any points. That's going to be the big thing Friday night. We've got to be consistent. We've got to put together 10, 12 play drives and execute the offense over 10 or 12 plays.
How's the offensive line looking good this week? I mean, I know you said you Clayton Ketchum's going to be out at center, but you're going to put Paul Hageman in there. And he gives you a little bit more size at center,
yeah,
doesn't
Paul,
he?
Paul's a good player. And Paul, you know, Paul played center for us the last 5 or 6 games. Last year did a good job. Paul's a good player, and it's not he's playing, not playing center because we wanted to get bigger and find another body out on the perimeter. It had nothing to do with his ability at center. I think our offensive line play is we've continued to improve since the beginning of the year, since playing Fort Dorchester and those guys. I see us getting more physical every day. I think our continuity is getting better. Friday night will be a good test for us and to see how far we've come.
And I know early in the season we had two or three linemen out, and I know we're getting them back now. Hopefully we're going to be coming together. And the continued evolution of our quarterback, who, Coach, I think by the end of the season is going to be a superstar.
Yeah, he gets better and better and better. I mean, I watch him throwing the football, and he's improved so much throwing the ball. He looks more confident in the pocket. You know, he just kind of steps up and throws the ball, making good throws, good catchable throws. We've got to do a better job of catching those passes. We've got to protect the quarterback. All those things, there's a lot that goes into just, you know, everybody wants to just go out and throw the ball, but there's a lot that goes into passing the football. You've got to have guys that are going to go out and get the football in space. The other thing is you've got to protect the quarterback. We've all of those things just like that we have to improve on, continue to improve on our protection and our ability to catch the football in space.
All right. You're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we talked about the offense, and I like what you said. I pointed out Wayne County has been putting up a bunch of points on people, put 41 up on Buford, put 42 up on Long. But, you know, I'll go ahead and tell you, this Red Terror team here isn't from Ludowice, you know. I mean, this isn't no team from Ludowice you're playing. This is, you're coming Friday night to Glenn County Stadium between the bricks. One thing, since Rocky Hidalgo has gotten here, one thing I know, our defense will hit you in the mouth. Coach, tell me, you know, these Yellow Jackets from Wayne County going to come down here and try and put up some points. Defensively, tell me what we're going to do to bust it, to knock these bumblebees back to Wayne County.
We're going to play physical, but the thing that we want to do is we want to be disciplined. We want to get disciplined. And make sure that we're fitting on the ball well, that we don't get distracted with all the shifts and all the motions and all those things. That everybody's got to take care of their job, take care of their business. And we have to tackle well. They have good backs, and we've got to come downhill, and we have to tackle. Sure tacklers, you know, as long as we don't give up big plays for touchdowns, we got to survive to play another play. That's the thing that we've got to do. I like our defense, our matchup defensively, our front seven, our linebacking core, I think, continues to improve. We've got a lot of flexibility there with Ryan Say and Justin Fleming, who can play outside linebacker. He can play defensive end. Joseph Beckham's done a good job for us. The two inside guys have been money in Miles Smith and Taiwan Melvin. Man, they've done a great job. And then Dayan Murad is a kid that's kind of come out of nowhere, helped us on the outside at outside linebacker, at inside linebacker. So, you know, I like our kids. I like the direction our team's going. I see us grow every day. It's going to be a good challenge for us Friday night, but I think we're going to be ready to play ball.
Coach, I speaking of those two linebackers you were talking about, I just saw Miles Smith in there. Young man, I mean, talk about a good-looking player. And talk about a young man who has hit the weight room hard. I mean, Coach, you can look at that kid. I went in there, I put my hand on his back. It felt like I was touching, you know, a doggone truck. I mean, he's just muscled up. And all those kids in there, that weight program, Coach, that you put in, you know, clearly is paying off. And you talked about Dayan Murat, and these just two young men that I had the opportunity to coach. Murat looked good in there lifting weights, and he's a little bit more weight on him. What I love, Coach, and a lot of people don't know the things that you do, two boxes, ladies and gentlemen, two boxes, big boxes, of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches sitting in the weight room. And my man Scoot is sitting over there eating one of them.
Yeah. Scooter's
gaining weight. Now, I need Mr. Murat to get over there and eat some of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I asked Murat what he was weighing. He said on a good day, 160.
Yeah.
So, but Coach, I love that. I love the fact that it's the little things and just because some of these young men just don't understand that you've got to eat and you've got to put calories in your body if you want to get bigger, you want to get stronger. They're in there lifting those weights. If they can grab two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that's really going to help them.
It's got, you know, calories are important. We're very fortunate that Gina Churchwell and the Terror Buddies over there, they make those couple hundred sandwiches every day. And then and D.D. Cates and R.V. Cates from Daddy Cates downtown, they go out and they round up bread for us and peanut butter and jelly for us so to help feed those kids. Because, I mean, it's not just about football, but our kids just don't need enough calories. And that's one of the way those guys have contributed. And I tell people all the time, don't give advice, give help. You know, if you can't give money, give help. And those are two folks that they've done a great job of contributing to our program over the last 5 years by helping to feed our kids with 200 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day. And they've gone out and found bread for them and found peanut butter and jelly for them. That's a huge part of our success, I'm telling you.
I'm going to tell you, Coach, while I was waiting on you, had two of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. pretty good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yeah. I like the you know sometimes you got to get your jelly to peanut butter ratio correct, and that was clearly somebody that knew what they were doing on how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
They've gotten good at it.
All right, we'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Dr. C. Scott Morrison and his team at Golden Isles Dental Associates have been building confident smiles for over 25 years. Emphasis on family dentistry, specializing in cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Mac Morrison, a 2011 graduate of Glen Academy, will soon be joining their staff. Remember, they are the only Dr. Morrisons in town. Located across from Hallway's Bakery, 912-265-0750, goldenislesdental.com.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simon's is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. But now that football season is here, it should be your home for college football and the NFL. Every college football game, all season, and Catch 228 has you covered with the NFL package too. Don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All right, welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terrier Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Awesome Nissan, and by Southern Hardware. All right, Coach, we've talked Wayne County. We've talked practice this week. We've talked offense. We've talked defense. A lot of talk going around the community, Coach. Big event. And all, I was just talking with you. Off air, Brunswick High game coming up in a few weeks. It's never too early to talk Brunswick High. Brunswick just had a big fundraiser, big wrestling show over there. I know you saw it, Coach. It's been the talk of the community, and where Coach Pender got involved in the match. And I know you saw it, Coach. I saw it. Executed a perfect 1975 scoop slam. First of all, I want to get your opinion on that. What'd you think about that, Coach?
I think it's a great idea for them to go do something like that, because it's hard to keep asking people, hey, give. No, they provide an event. People get excited about going to something like that. I think we do a couple things. No wrestling events, but it's a good idea for them to shoot for something like that. I hope they made some money on it.
Well, Coach, and I know you saw it, and I know it's been all over the internet. Coach Pender executed that scoop slam. And a lot of people in the community talking, what if fantasy match of the century, The Rock versus Pender, you know, what could we look for from Rocky Hidalgo, The Rock? Right. What kind – the finishing move of The Rock.
The Shindo Tamaki, man. That's what I'd have done. I'd have done the Shindo Tamaki.
Is that –
from The Great Kabuki.
The Great Kabuki.
The Shindo Tamaki. That'd be the DDT, one of those two. That would be my finishing move.
The Shindo Tamaki, is that some – is that related to the Asiatic spike? Well, I mean, Coach, I know, you know, grew up my entire life watching football – and watching professional wrestling like every other young man in South Georgia and probably in the United States of America. I know what I saw. And I saw Coach Pender execute a perfect scoop slam, but I know you saw what I saw, which was he opened himself up to a small package. I mean, you clearly could – I know I could have executed the maneuver, and I'm sure you could have executed the maneuver.
I probably dropped him into a drop.
Coach, it would easily could have gone into a small package for a 1, 2, 3, and it would have been over. But – and there's been a lot of talk in the community. What if a match at some point? Maybe it takes a year to build, Coach. Maybe it takes
a
year.
Thrilla in Manila.
Yeah,
another one.
Maybe it takes a year to build the hype.
flick and the wick.
And clearly, Coach, I'm going to give you the advantage on strength, the size. Coach Pender, maybe a little edge in the speed. But, you know, clearly this could
not
be
a lot of room to run in a ring, though.
No, that's all I'm saying.
There's not enough room to run. I'd have to cut it off in half. I don't know. I'd have to finish it in about 27 seconds or I'd be out of breath.
Well,
that bouncing around and running.
You know, and clearly, I know Rocky Hidalgo, anything it takes to win, similar to a Ric Flair, dirtiest player in the game, you know, whatever it takes. So, and I was just, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about a one-on-one match, about a one-on-one match, you and Coach Pender. And I know, you know, like, what you're saying, maybe you're going to run out of gas and maybe the match wouldn't last that long. And we'll get to that in the next segment where there's been a lot of talk. Coach, I don't know if you've heard the talk in the community about the possibility of a tag match.
There you go.
But we'll get to that in the next segment. All right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network, the hottest podcast on the internet. Nothing hotter than Red Terror football. And, Coach, I'm going to get to this next part. Again, the Battle of Altama that they had last week over at Brunswick High. A lot of talk in the community. We're just having a little fun here. We've already talked Wayne County. We've already talked offense and defense. Been a lot of talk about a fantasy match, you and Coach Pender. But there's been a lot of talk. I don't know if you've heard it, Coach. I certainly have heard it about a possibility of a tag match and possible tag team partners. For Coach Pender, I know there's been some speculation about, you know, Dr. Scott Spence, former principal at Glenn Academy. But anybody that knows Dr. Spence knows Dr. Spence bleeds Pirate Blue. You know, he was hiding for a while. He was hiding over here for a while, but anybody knows. But anybody that knows Spence knows he's a jabroni. I mean, he's a jobber, Coach. You know, and I can assure you that a lot of been a lot of talk, a lot of speculation about the possibility of Kip Branch, former Pirate, a little long in the tooth, little old, out of shape. He's a jabroni also, Coach. I mean, he's a notorious jobber. But been a lot of speculation out there that they could possibly, I don't know, join forces with Coach Pender. First of all, what do you think about the possibility of having to deal with those two questionable athletes?
Questionable is definitely one of the things I do right there. You know, I think I know some guys that want to wrestle Kip Branch. I've had some few guys that tell me that right there in the community. I think a better matchup might be me and Rob Ridings versus Sean Pender and Victor Floyd. You get the old coaches back in and you're the death match. I know there was before we got here, there was the it's personal game. We'd have something right there. Those guys, we'd have the death match going in there. And I'd probably stand on the side and watch that one go because I know there's still some hard feelings floating around on both sides.
Coach, I think we could sell some tickets. I think we could pack the house with that. And you know, but again, I'm just hearing what I hear in the community. I'm in touch with the community, and I'm hearing names being floated around, Scott Spence and Kip Branch on the Brunswick High side. And again, with Spence, if a golf match breaks out, you know, we might be in some trouble. But if any other type of athletic event broke out, I think you're in good shape. But again, you know, you got people in the community talking, Kip Branch, Scott Spence. But I hadn't heard anybody, you know, coming out. I didn't know, you know, I just wanted to let you know, 5'11½", 252 pounds. Coach, my belly may be a little bit big. My booty may be a little bit big. But, Coach, I can go.
There you go.
And they know I can go. And I can tell you, any moves that those men could even think about formulating, I can assure you that I could counter. And I just, you know, as we're closing out the show, I want to offer you my hand to be your tag team partner.
Perfect.
Should any of those jabronis offer to get involved in a wrestling match with you? And Coach, it could be any kind of match.
There you go.
Lumberjack match, loser leave town match.
Texas death match.
Coach, we could do a hair match. We got nothing to lose. Me and you got nothing to lose. You know, Coach Pender's got that pretty boy hair.
Kip and Spence don't have anything.
They got nothing to lose.
Either,
so clearly Coach Pender's the only one that would have anything to lose. But we could shave him bald,
that's
Coach.
It.
But I just want to let you know, any kind of match, I'm Coach, I'm more of a high wire. I like to do a lot of drop kicks and things off the top rope and things like that. So I think we'd have some excellent chemistry.
Let's do it.
Kind of a rock and roll express, midnight express type
might
situation.
Be more like the Bushwhackers
yeah,
on our
yeah, side. It is. But Coach, We're just having a little fun here at the end, and we want to congratulate Brunswick High for having a great fundraiser over there at the Battle of Altama. And I want to congratulate Coach Pender for an excellent scoop slam. But that's going to wrap up our show for the week. Coach, thanks for joining us at the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman signing off.